Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favourite comfort fragrance.
Right, Maria Devereaux, it's time for you to tell us what's been on your screens, but I kind of know where you're going with this one because there's only one thing that's been on kind of anyone's mind who's been looking at screens over the last 24 hours or so.
Oasis.
Not the shop.
Not the shop,
not the drink. The band.
And not the mirage you see when you're stuck
in
the
desert.
Yeah,
which is the actual meaning of Oasis. Yeah, not the other two brand aware things. The band. Now, look.
So the rumours...
I'll tell you what, right? You be enthusiastic, Eddie... And I'll be skeptical, Sean, here, right? Because, like, what's going on here?
I'm going to give you what the rumors are,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So, the Sunday Times published yesterday that they have agreed a secret deal to do a one-off run of gigs, 10 gigs, either in Wembley or Heaton Park, and then they'll do a special at Glastonbury.
Is Heaton Park in Manchester?
I don't know where
it is. I think it is.
Liam doesn't help matters because he tweeted yesterday, I never did like that word former. Right?
And then a former member of Oasis.
Somebody replied to him and said, Heaton Park is terrible for concerts. And he replied, see you down the front, you big fanny.
So Liam Gallagher on
Twitter doesn't help,
is just
right?
Incredible.
Yeah. Now you don't know whether he's just
No, you don't.
He's just wrecking your man's head or he's actually, I don't care, I'm just gonna let the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
This Wednesday marks 15 years since Noel left the band. I think for the third or fourth time, but left.
Oh, right. So the 28th of August, some year.
Yeah.
Right.
But Oasis, the account Oasis, tweeted the 27th of the 8th, 2024. So there's a big announcement happening
tomorrow
at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Now, there are other people speculating that it is new music and not concerts, but the stronger of the rumours seems to be that it's gigs coming. Right?
It'd be hard to believe that, considering they can't allegedly stand being in the same room as each other, that they would record new music.
Yeah, well, last week Noel did an interview where he praised Liam.
Oh.
And he said, like, I can't sing like Liam sings. I don't have the attitude that he has.
That's fair.
Which is fair.
I think Noel's a great singer, but absolutely not the same.
That's the best compliment. That's the nicest either of them have talked about each other in, what, 20 years?
Probably something like that, yeah.
Actually, probably longer, even when they were in the band.
So
they were killing each other.
10 Wembleys and or 10 Heaton Parks and or Glastonbury.
Yep. But Glastonbury would be huge.
Why would they stop there?
Paid.
Why would they stop there,
Well,
though?
They probably won't. It'll be announced as this, see the reaction, and then they'll go on.
Your last chance to see Oasis.
But what this made me do then, right, this spurred me on to have a look at, because I'd heard a couple of things that are big events for Oasis, big anniversaries this week. So,
like
leaving the band on Wednesday, 15 years ago on Wednesday.
Okay.
Definitely Maybe was released 30 years ago on Friday, right?
Right.
So this is a big week in Oasis history. So I stumbled across this website called oasis-timeline.com, and they describe themselves as they strive to be the most accurate timeline of events in the career of the British rock band Oasis. The history of Oasis as documented through 560 events spanning 35 years.
560 events. The dedication is incredible.
I know, and I've looked through the whole thing. The only thing that this website is missing is... Liam woke himself snoring at 3 a.m.
Right, that's that
and
detailed.
Turned over and went back to sleep. That kind of detail, right? They have everything.
So this week is, so not just those things, is there more?
There are more from over the years, right?
Okay.
So in 1997, they released their third studio album, Be Here Now.
Be Here Now, that was a great record.
In 1997, this week, right? What else have I got? In 1991, the Manchester Evening News did the first ever review of an Oasis performance.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Noel wasn't part of the band.
That's right, when it began, Noel was just Liam's brother. He wasn't in. I think he played guitar, but he wasn't in the band.
No, he was mentioned, but he wasn't part of the band.
Because it was Liam's, like, and Liam was younger than Noel, so it was like Liam's and his young mate. It was like his little brother had a band. Yeah, well, you're ever going to do anything.
Yeah.
And then he joined.
So it was Liam, Bonehead, Gwigsy.
Gwigsy, I think,
and Tony.
Right, Tony.
Yeah, so then...
Every band needs a Tony.
Then Noel joined,
right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Later in that year. In 1994 this week, yeah, they released Definitely Maybe. That was on Friday.
Remember
coming.
That one, yeah.
In 1995, this is a big one, but not a good one for them. Blur beat Oasis to number one.
Oh, the Britpop battles of the mid-90s.
So, yeah, Country House beat Roll With It. In 96, Oasis began a US tour without Liam because Liam decided he wanted to stay in the UK to house hunt with Patsy Kensit.
I remember that.
Isn't that
I remember
mad?
That it was Noel gigging and people were freaking out.
Yeah, that Liam
Noel
wasn't
was singing
there.
Instead of, and Liam wasn't there. Yeah. That was like, I mean, that was the beginning of the end, to be fair. That was when things were starting to kind of look a little bit ropey and... What's Liam doing? Why is he not doing
exactly,
this?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. In 1999, this week, Oasis had a press conference to discuss their departed members. So Bonehead and Gwigsy decided to leave the band.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought that they held the press conference.
No.
Okay, no. So they left. Right.
And then the next year, in the year 2000, they ended their world tour in Leeds. And Noel started it by saying, this is not the funeral for Oasis. Despite all the bad rumours that are out there of a breakup, it's not happening. Like, we're all cool.
Chill it out.
And then 9 years to the day...
He left.
He left and the band ended.
I went to see Liam Gallagher in the Three Arena not that long ago, which was the Definitely Maybe 30th anniversary tour.
Yep.
And I was sitting with a few people. I'm not going to say any names. I was sitting with a few people. One of the people in particular is very, as I say in football transfer circles, Maria.
Yeah.
ITK. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
If you're ever talking to Johnny, you should drop this in the conversation.
Okay.
In fact, do it before the end of this week because the transfer window closes at the end of this week. Say you know someone is ITK. In the know.
Okay.
Right, so they're connected. Okay. Like they might know
you could
a football
use
it agent.
The board. You could
absolutely.
Use that.
So I know someone who's ITK in the music industry globally.
Right.
He was near me at the gig. I was chatting to him at the gig. And he said, at that time, he said, I know lads who rent trucks for like touring bands.
Yep.
Like Metallica's trucks are currently on the road. Mm-hmm. They were all through Europe all last year. They're now in America all the summer. Obviously, you know, Taylor, her trucks, you know, they're massive Coldplay's trucks.
Coldplay's trucks.
He says he knows there are 10 of these gigging trucks on hold in London for a huge announcement. Now, we were at Liam Gallagher doing the Definitely Maybe 30, and I was looking at him going, are you saying, I think I'm saying, he goes, I'm saying nothing.
Yeah.
But there are 10 trucks on hold for a big announcement. That's all I'm allowed to say.
Right.
So
he didn't
He didn't say when. He said, he said this year. He said this year. He said 2024.
To tour in 2024?
They're on hold for 2024.
Mad.
So who knows?
Because every rumour online says it's for next year, summer next year, and that the tickets will go on sale before the end of the year.
Oh yeah, I would imagine if it hasn't happened now, it won't be for 2024, but they're on hold for 2024. Maybe 2024 and 2025.
Who there's knows? Also another story I read about, there's another paper pricing tickets. They'll be over £100, said.
We know exactly how much the tickets to the non-existent gigs will be.
Well, can I just give you on this website that I saw, oasis-timeline.com.
Go on.
The most Oasis update that they have on it is from the 1st of September 2006. And it's Liam Gallagher fights Gaza at the Groucho Club. Liam Gallagher unleashes a fire extinguisher on Paul Gascoigne at London's Groucho Club after Gaza taunts Liam by asking if he would like a roll with it for his soup.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.